Well, perhaps you haven't yet heard, but today is National Healthcare Decisions Day, a 50-state initiative to get doctors and caregivers to think about big questions. The Medical Center at the University of California, San Francisco has an innovative program that gets patients to work with doctors. Anna Gorman of Kaiser Health News shows us how it works.
Rose Gutierrez has a big decision to make. The 53-year-old mother of five already had surgery and chemotherapy, but her breast cancer is still there. She's visiting Dr. Jasmine Wong at UC San Francisco to figure out what to do next.
All right, let's go ahead and have you lie back. And then this arm above your head, if you could.
Wong tells Gutierrez she has two choices. She can either have a total mastectomy, or she can have a partial one, followed by radiation.
I think both options are reasonable options. Okay. It's just a matter of how you feel personally about preserving your breast versus having a reconstructed breast, how you feel about having radiation therapy.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of scared about that.
Well, if you made it through chemo, radiation is going to be a lot easier to do.
Many doctors simply tell their patients what treatment or procedures they should have. But here, doctors are working with their patients to make choices. It's called shared decision-making. The idea is that each patient has different priorities and preferences, and their care should reflect that.
I often tell patients when they're deciding, you know, what surgical option to pursue, that there's not necessarily a right or wrong answer for what they decide, but there might be a good and a better answer, and that's solely based on their own personal preferences.
It seems like common sense that doctors and patients should be making decisions together, but research shows it doesn't always happen. But researchers have found that patients who are part of a more collaborative conversation about their care are more satisfied. Some research shows they're also more likely to avoid costly surgeries. Jeff Belcora is an associate professor at UCSF. He heads the decision-making program called the Patient Support Corps.
If you're more informed and more involved in your treatment decisions, you're more likely to get care that's really tailored to your priorities and concerns.
At UCSF, patients receive DVDs, brochures, or links that explain their options. They're also paired with students or recent graduates. They help patients make a list of questions for their doctor and then take notes during the visit. Pre-med student Edward Wang says patients are nervous after getting diagnosed with cancer. He believes his presence puts them at ease.
To someone on the outside, it might seem really simple. You know, you're just making a question list and you're just taking notes. But, you know, these simple things really do matter to the patient and to the doctor as well.
Eileen Katz was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. She's meeting with her doctors today. Even though she's a nurse, Katz said the appointment was a blur. She said she was relieved to have someone taking notes for her.
Because I don't remember everything she said today. It's all a black cloud already.
At first, Katz, who's 44, was convinced she wanted a mastectomy.
My knee-jerk reaction, which probably a lot of women have, is there's a tumor in my breast, there's cancer in my body, cut it out. Cut all of it out.
But then she changed her mind and decided to just get the tumor removed.
I was a 180 switch from 2 days ago.
Katz's doctor, Laura Esserman, is the director of the Breast Care Center at UCSF. She says patients sometimes want her, the doctor, to choose for them. But Esserman sees herself as a coach. This is how she guides patients through a conversation.
So I say, well, I'm happy to help you make this decision, but first I need to ask you some questions. I need to know more about your thought process, what's important to you, and how you're going to feel a year from now.
Formal shared decision-making programs are in hospitals around the country, including in Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Washington. But there are barriers. Doctors have strict time constraints, and the healthcare system has typically paid doctors for more treatment, not less. Shared decision-making also may not work as well for all diseases. Some just have one recommended treatment. But Rose Gutierrez has more than one option, and she is agonizing over her choice. She tells the doctors she just wants to be rid of the cancer.
I have 12 grandbabies. I want to be here to be with my family.
Wong and the plastic surgeon explain the ups and downs of both operations, the mastectomy versus just getting the tumor removed. They go over the time in the hospital, the recovery, and possible complications.
And I think you should take the time that you need. I don't want to feel like you're pressured to make a decision. Mm-hmm.
A few days later, Gutierrez has decided. She wants a total mastectomy. Gutierrez says making the decision with her doctors made her feel less alone.
It makes us seem like we're a team, It's not just a doctor-patient thing that, oh, you're just a number. I feel like I'm somebody.
That's exactly what the doctors were hoping for. Shared decision-making at UCSF started with breast cancer patients like Gutierrez, but recently expanded to the rest of the medical center. Now patients with other diseases, too, are preparing their lists and are sitting down with their doctors to make decisions together. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Gorman.
And Anna's story comes to us through our collaboration with our partner, Kaiser Health News.